弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我先纠正一下 ，Brother Ernie 不到六十岁哈。
I want to make a correction. Brother Ernie is not 50 years old.
为什么要替他解释呢？因为他是比我大两岁，所以我一点不像六十岁。
He explained this because he's only 2 years older than me, and I'm nowhere looking like I'm 60 years old.
但是我比他们好的一点就是我从来不会踹那个360度的。
But I am much wiser because I would never attempt the 360.
所以我可以两三步就上讲台了哈。
So a couple of steps, I can just get on the stage.
今天是我们暑假三次联合聚会的最后一次。
And this is the last time this summer where we'll be meeting together, combined English and Chinese.
所以我们说这个暑假为了我们教会的英文团契 TTT 的团契，我讲三个 T 的题目。
So I said in these three opportunities, I would take the time to talk about topics that begin with T.
第一个讲到新生命的本质，就是它不断的更新与变化，讲 transformation.
We talk about transformation, the nature of this new life.
这个新的生命进来，它就一直在我们里面要做一件事情，它要改变我们。
This new life comes into us and is doing this one thing that we are changed and transformed.
让我们像耶稣。
That we will be like Jesus.
让我们活在新造的里面。
That we will live in a new creation.
第二件事情讲到新生命的考验，就是我们要面对 temptation 和 trials.
And the second thing is the testing and the trials of this new life.
试探是我们一生都有的。
We will be facing temptations for the rest of our lives.
整个人生充满了各式各样的考验。
And this life will have many tests that will come along our way.
仇敌的意思是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
And the will of the enemy is to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
但是神的意思永远是积极、是正面的。
But God's purposes are always positive.
所以我们怎么样子能够化所有的试探成为一种机会，成为一种成长的机会？
So how do we transform all these temptations and all these testing into opportunities?Opportunities by which we may grow.
这非常重要。
It is very important.
尤其我们都知道这个世代越来越险恶。
Particularly, we know that the days are becoming more and more evil.
我相信每一次当父母亲要把孩子们送出去读大学的时候，心里面都会充满了担心的。
And I know every parent as they send their child off to college or school, they all worry to some degree.
所以我希望我们大人孩子，我们都一起来学习如何胜过试探。
And I pray that adults and children alike, we will all learn how to overcome temptation.
在今天早晨我要讲 testimony.
I want to talk about testimony.
弟兄姊妹，这三个 T 都非常的重要。
These three words that begin with T's are all very important.
神把这个新的生命，他自己的生命赐给了我们。
God's given us His own life, this new life.
这个生命使我们能够胜过世界一切的诱惑和试探。
This life allows us to overcome this world and all its temptations.
这个生命要透过我这个人，透过我们的家，我们的教会被彰显出来。
This life through me and through my family is going to be manifested.
所以新生命的使命在于为主做见证。
And the commission of this new life is to bear witness for the Lord.
这次退休会李牧师特别讲到，大使命的中心还不是传福音，是要使万民做主的。
And Pastor Lee shared during the retreat that the center of the Great Commission is not to share the gospel, but to let all nations become disciples of Christ.
福音很重要，它是个根基就是了。
The gospel is very important and it's foundational.
但是人不能仅止得救，人要成为跟随主的门徒。
But men cannot just merely be saved; they need to be disciples that follows Christ.
同样的，今天早晨当我讲见证的时候
，Similarly, this morning when I talk about testimony,
我希望弟兄姊妹也不要以为说做见证只是去传个福音就是了。
And I ask everyone not to have this mindset that giving a testimony is just to speak of and to share the gospel.
真实的见证乃是生命的流露，乃是基督的活出。
But a true testimony is the outflowing of the life of Christ.
我们不光嘴巴。传见证耶稣基督的救恩。
We don't simply speak it with our lips of His salvation.
我们的生活根本就是耶稣的彰显。
For our lives, it is living Jesus.
所以人不光要听福音，人要看见福音啊。
People don't just want to hear the gospel; they want to see the gospel.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，以赛亚书43:7，你们常常听我讲起来啊。
And Isaiah 43, chapter 43, verse 7, I speak it often.
凡称为神名下的子民啊。
All who are called by my name,
是为着神的荣耀而被创造，而被做成，而被造成的。
And they've been created for my glory.
弟兄姊妹，这里用了三个英文字 ，created, formed, and made.
And these three words, pay attention to it: created, formed, and made.
Create, 创造是从无到有。
And God's creation out of nothing into existence.
所以换句话说，你我今天为什么存在？ 为什么神让我们经过这个世界，弟兄姊妹是带着一个神圣的目的啊。
So, brothers and sisters, you and I, the reason why we exist today and live in this world has a very specific purpose.
是为着神的荣耀。
It's for God's glory.
今天你我的生活如果跟神的荣耀没有发生关系，在神的眼中已经失去了存在的价值。
If our lives are not connected with the glory of God, then we've lost our purpose.
所以不光讲到创造的目的，我们存在的目的是为了神的荣耀。
Not just to speak of our purpose and the reason why we were created was for God's glory.
他接下来讲到做成、造作、form 跟 made.
But then he uses the word form and made.
说到我们这个人这一生经历遭遇的解释。
And explains all the things that we encounter for the rest of our lives.
我们为什么会遭遇这件事情？
Why would I encounter such a thing?
我们为什么会有这样子的环境？
Why would I have such an environment?
其实是神在这里调度万事。
Because God is coordinating all things.
叫万事互相效力。
That they may work together.
叫爱神的人得益处，对不对？
For those who love the Lord, that they may be benefited.
罗马书八章二十八节没有停在这，他接下去就讲到，他是要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
Romans 8:28 did not stop there. It says, but we are to be formed in the image of His Son.
所以你我所有的遭遇，好的、不好的、喜欢的、不喜欢的，都是为了要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
Everything we encounter, whether you like it or not, it is for the purpose that we may be formed into the image of His Son.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要被这个荣耀的思想充满在我们的里面。
This glorious thought needs to fill us.
不然我们会为着我们的遭遇埋怨的。
Or we will start complaining about the things we.
不然我们会为着我们的成就骄傲的。
And we will be prideful of the things we have accomplished.
不然我们的生活是随着环境而起伏的。
Our lives will flow and follow our circumstances.
我们也容易掉到世人的盲目中去。
And we will very easily fall into the busyness of this world.
原谅我说，甚至在服事中你也可能盲目了。
And even in the midst of your services, you may be blind.
我没有想到我儿子交通这么属灵的。
And I didn't realize my son Aaron would speak such spiritual words.
不是所有的服事都是侍奉神。
Not every service is serving God.
也不是我们所有的生活都在荣耀神见证神。
And not everything that we live is to glorify and witness for Him.
所以保罗说大灾近前的奥秘。
So Paul says greatest the mystery of godliness.
他说神要在肉身显现。
The God that was manifested in the flesh.
他不光讲到耶稣基督。
Not just Jesus Christ.
因为整个提摩太前书三章是在讲教会。
Because First Timothy chapter 3, Paul's talking about the church.
讲到神不仅仅在基督里面要得着荣耀被彰显出来。
That God is not only to be glorified through Jesus Christ.
神在你我的身上一样要被彰显出来啊。
But in your life and my life, the life of Christ is to be revealed.
所以保罗觉得这个是一个太荣耀、太伟大的思想，所以他说大灾啊。
So Paul says, great is the mystery of godliness.
神把他儿子的生命放在我们里面。
But the life of the Son has been placed into you.
这个生命要从我们身上出来。
This life is going to flow out through us.
要被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传与外邦，被世人信服，而最终被接到荣耀里去。
Be justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles.Believe on in the world, received up into glory.
所以真正道成肉身的见证，不是只有人夸奖我们。
So the testimony of the word becoming flesh is not just somebody would praise you.
甚至被圣灵称义的。
But it's justified by the Spirit.
天使都在看，经得起看的。
And angels are watching. It's worth them seeing.
所以我说，真实的见证不是嘴巴传个福音，弟兄姊妹。
So true testimony is not just merely words.
它是生命的流露，它是基督的活出。
It's the flowing of life. It's the seeing of Christ through us.
所以保罗说不再是我乃是基督啊。
So Paul says it's no longer I but Christ.
保罗劝腓立比教会的人说无论生无论死总叫基督在我身上怎么照常显大。
So Paul encouraged the brothers in Philippi that whether live or die, that Christ may be magnified in my life.
因我活着就是基督。
For to me, live for me to live is Christ.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是一个大好的消息啊。
So this is a great news.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人，我希望年轻的弟兄姊妹，你们也都能够从年轻就接受这个挑战。
Every single person, particularly the young people, you will receive the challenge now.
在神的恩典里面，我们接受了耶稣基督的宝血和救赎。
That in the grace of God, we receive His precious blood and salvation.
我们所有的罪洗净了，审判脱离了。
And all of our sins are washed away, and this great judgment has passed.
然后神给我们一件非常公平的礼物，就是把他儿子的生命给我们。
And God has given us a gift of righteousness that is His Son.
也是神教给我们经营人生的本钱。
And God's handed to us is the talent that is given to you to do business with.
你要如何来经营里面所得着的基督？
How do you manage the Christ that you have inherited?
有一天我们去跟主交账的时候，就根据我们所在我们身上 基督掌权的身量去交账的。
And one day when you settle an account with your Lord is according to the measure of Christ in your life.
这是一件非常荣耀的事。
So this is a very glorious thing, a very glorious testimony.
世人都叫我们什么？
And what did the world call us?
基督徒。
Christians.
人家说 Christian, Christ 加 I-A-N。
And it's Christ plus I-A-N.
I am nothing.
I am nothing.
所以真正基督徒的定义叫做 Christ。Plus, I am nothing.
So the true definition of Christian is Christ plus I am nothing.
所以简单来说，真实的基督徒就是不再是我，乃是基督。
Simplified, it means it's no longer I, but Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个伟大的名词，托给基督徒人。
And it's a great name that's been given to you and me.
在德州有一个人。
In Austin, there was a person.
他因为事业上出了问题，所以他需要赶快赶到外地去。
And financially, in his work, he had some problems, so he had to travel overseas.
他发现他有一些衣服需要赶快送去干洗店洗一洗，烫一烫，带着去开会。
And he realized that he needs to go and clean and dry clean his clothes very quickly because he needs to go attend a very important meeting.
因为时间非常赶。
And because of the shortness of time.
所以他就想起在他所住的这个城市的另外一头很遥远的地方，他曾经看过一家干洗店。1 hour dry cleaner.
So he recalled that there was a store, but it's on the opposite side of town, but it only takes 1 hour to clean the clothes.
1 hour 干洗店
It's a 1 hour cleaning.
所以他就只好开车很忙，他还是赶到那边去把衣服送去了。
He was very busy, but he took the time and he drove all the way across town and delivered all of his stuff.
他填好条子，付好钱，然后就说好，我在这边，我过一个小时来拿。
And he filled out the form, gave the money. He said, okay, I'll wait an hour and then I'll come and redeem my stuff.
没想到老板跟他说，哦，不可能的，礼拜四才能拿。
And the manager says, oh, this is impossible. You have to wait till Thursday.
他说你不是叫一小时干洗店吗？
The name of your store is 1 hour dry cleaning.
他说那个是我们的店名就是了。
So that is, but the name of our store.
你说气不气人？
Aren't you angry when you realize that?
他挂了一个假名字。
And it's a false name.
让人家误会的一个名字。
The people would be deceived.
你听说在台湾夜市有一个人去吃东西，看见有什么咸蛋瘦肉粥的一家店。
And a person in Taiwan goes to the night market and there was a particular name for a particular item on the menu.
然后旁边还有一个鲍鱼稀饭。
And again, another very famous porridge that has a tasty fish in it.
他想想还是需要进补，跑到鲍鱼稀饭店去叫了招牌稀饭，叫做鲍鱼稀饭。
So he thought about these two items, but he wanted the porridge with the fish.
然后来的时候他怎么找都找不到鲍鱼、
But he went in the store, he looked everywhere, he couldn't find a particular item.
所以他就跟那个老板讲说为什么没有鲍鱼。
So he asked the owner, how come this item does not exist in your store?
他说鲍鱼是我的绰号 ,everybody 叫我鲍鱼。
He said, Abalone is my nickname, and that's why everybody calls me Abalone.
不晓得为什么会有这个绰号，头太圆了，还是太多洞了哈。
I don't know why he would have such a nickname, maybe because of the roundness of his head.
用什么这些假名字让人家误会。
Again, the false advertisement from the store deceives people.
今天我们被称基督徒。
Similarly, we are called Christians.
太神圣的名字了。
It's a holy name.
而且太荣耀的托付了。
It's a glorious entrusting from the Lord.
它真正的意思就是 Christ.加上 I am nothing.
The true meaning is Christ plus the acronym I am nothing.
无论生无论死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Whether to live or to die, that Christ may be magnified in my body.
这就是为什么我说我们教会的使命是什么。
Now that's why when I say what is the commission that God has given to this church?
我们说我们的使命就是无论个人，大家一起来，或家庭、教会，都要做什么？
Families or church,
耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人
that we may be witnesses and bear testimony of the word becoming flesh.
无论个人
whether individuals,
无论家庭
or be a family,
无论教会
or our church as a whole,
我们都盼望成为耶稣基督道成肉身的见证
that we pray that we would be the witnesses and the testimony of Jesus Christ becoming flesh.
所以有一次有一个不是很熟悉我们的人就重复这句话的时候，他就讲到我们都要为道成肉身的耶稣做见证。
And somebody who did not or not among us, not familiar with us, actually misrepresented it and said that we are to be witnesses of Christ who became flesh.
所以也有人问过我们说，你们为什么不讲说我们要为道成肉身的耶稣基督做见证呢？
So people would say, why don't you just bear witness of Him who has become flesh?
弟兄姊妹。 为道成肉身的耶稣基督做见证，这是我们永远的根基哈，这是我们基督徒传福音就是要为他做见证。
To bear witness and testimony of Jesus Christ coming in the flesh, that is our foundational responsibility.
但是做耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人是要我们的命。
But to become the living witness of Christ becoming flesh will require our lives.
你必须真正舍己。
You must deny yourself.
你才可能活出基督来。
Then are you able to live out Christ?
你可以不舍己，一样在这里传福音。
You could also not deny yourself, but still speak of the gospel.
你可以不舍己，一样在这里介绍耶稣。
You could not deny yourself and still introduce Jesus.
但是你我不可能不舍己，却活出道成肉身的见证。
But it is impossible for you not to deny yourself, yet live out the testimony of the life of Christ.
希望大家能够明白。
I hope everybody understands what I'm saying.
所以主耶稣在这个希伯来作者在希伯来书第十章讲到耶稣来的时候，就说你为我预备的身体。
So the author of Hebrew in chapter 10 says, when Jesus says, I come in the body that you prepare for me.
他为了要在肉身中遵行神的旨意。
That in the flesh that I may do your will.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很大的挑战。
This is a very big challenge.
很多时候我们在心愿里面遵行神的旨意，对不对？
A lot of time in our desires and our hearts, we want to do God's will.
心灵都愿意。
And our heart and our spirit, they are willing.
肉体却软弱。
But the flesh is weak.
而主耶稣呢是从来没有人见过神
，But the Lord Jesus, no one has ever seen God before.
只有父怀里的独生子把他给彰显表明出来了。
But only the beloved Son in the bosom of the Father has revealed him.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
He is the glory of God, the true image of the living God.
你看见基督的衣食住行，他的生活就是神的彰显。
If you watch Jesus, how he lived each day, that's how God would live each day.
因为神的生命、性情、神的荣耀，透过他的生活、他的身体都被彰显出来了。
Because God and his nature and everything about God has been revealed through the way Jesus lived.
今天很多时候我们很有心愿要爱主。
A lot of time we have a heart to love God.
但是我们的身体更不彰显。
But our body cannot follow it.
道没有成为肉身。
Words have not become flesh.
每一年开头，我们有心愿好好读圣经。
Every year we began with a great resolution that we're going to read the word well.
这个心愿没有成就下来。
But this resolution did not come into fulfillment.
它是在里面的，它没有成为肉身。
Because it is merely inside and has not become flesh.
很多人说我们应该在神家侍奉。
A lot of people say we ought to serve in God's house.
可是每一次神家要整洁的时候，很多人就是来不了，因为他付不起这个代价。
Every time there's a house cleaning, a lot of people cannot come.Because they couldn't pay the price.
我们都知道聚会中应该祷告赞美神，以感谢为祭献给神。
We know that in our meetings we need to praise out loud and bring words of thanksgiving unto our God.
很多时候我们因为身体累打瞌睡，我们就不想祷告了，有没有？
A lot of time because our physical weakness and we are tired and we can't open up.
我不晓得今天早上为什么我的身体这么累，我不知道为什么。
I don't know why for me particularly this morning I'm exhausted.
这个头也痛，身体也累。
I have a migraine going on and physically I'm exhausted.
可是我如果照着我的身体的感觉来决定我的生活的话
But if I go and live my life based on how I feel each day
弟兄姊妹，我不可能站在台上这样跟你们讲道
I will tell you that I cannot stand right here and share with all of you this morning
我不可能会开口唱诗歌的
I'm not going to open my mouth and sing
弟兄姊妹，我们要让里面的心愿里面的生命能够透过我这个肉身能够被彰显出来
And we need to let the desire in our lives be lived out in our lives
所以保罗说我以神的慈悲劝你们。
So God says, according by the mercies of God, I beseech you.
要干什么？
What are we going to do?
将身体献上。
To offer up your body.
不是说 give me thy heart, 将心给神。
And Paul did not say, give me your heart.
所以真实的生命，真实的见证，一定要穿过我们这个人被彰显出来的。
And true life and true testimony must go through us and be revealed.
这是我们今天讲的见证。
And this is the testimony that we're talking about.
那福音是中间很重要的一部分。
And the gospel is a very crucial portion in the middle.
我们不能够不传福音的。
We have to share the gospel.
但是当你真了解什么叫做见证，真见证的时候。
But if you truly understand the word testimony,
你就会发现福音其实应该是很容易传的。
Then you'll begin to realize sharing the gospel becomes something very easy.
因为我们的生活已经在见证福音了。
Because our lives, we are bearing the testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有一连串的福音训练，我希望大家接受这个挑战。
So again, these series of training for sharing the gospel is coming up. I ask everybody to receive the challenge.
千万不要以为传福音只是一件事要去做，有时候我们不愿意做。
Do not treat sharing the gospel as something that we are to do.
它根本就是我们见证生活的延续。
And it's an extension of the testimony that we live.
它是一个很自然生活的延续。
It should be something very natural out of our lives.
所以我们今天要来讲见证的时候，
So when we talk about testimony today,
先要知道已经有宝贝放在瓦器里面了。
We need to know that there's a treasure in these earthen vessels.
然后底下神要做的就是要显明有一个莫大的能力在我们里面。
And then what God is going to do is to reveal that there's a great power inside this vessel.
所以在我们生活里面可能会有各式各样的环境。
So in our lives, we may have all different types of challenges.
啊，这个四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不至于失望，遭逼迫不被丢弃，打倒了不至死亡。
And we are hard pressed on every side yet not crushed.We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed.
不管我们的环境是什么，
It doesn't matter what is our circumstance.
其实它都不能影响里面生命的彰显。
It should not impact the revealing of this life.
应该更准确的说啊，
And more accurately speaking,
反而越在一些艰难的环境，越在黑暗的环境里面，
The harder the trial, the darker the time.
越显出里面的宝贝真是宝贝。
The treasure should be more, more revealed.
在我们人不可能经历面对的痛苦和难处中，越显出这里面莫大的能力。
When we face trials that we cannot face, the greater this power and this treasure is to be revealed.
不是出于我们，乃是出于神。
It's not of ourselves, but of God.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我们现在很简单的看一下讲义哈。我今天没有完全照我的讲义讲。
So I ask everybody take a look at the outline. I'm not going to be able to follow it very closely.
所以我们要知道我们整个见证的中心。
So the center of our testimony.
我们不是去背一些东西，学一些东西，一二三，我们要讲什么
？It's not to memorize a bunch of things. Okay, point one, point two, and point three.
我们整个的见证，保罗神的主向保罗显现的时候，就告诉他说，你要将所看见的。所听见的对着万人为他做见证。
And the center of the testimony is to declare and to bear witness of what you have seen and what you have heard.
刚才我们读的以赛亚书43章第7节，神说你们是我为着荣耀创造的。
And we read earlier Isaiah chapter 43, you were created for my glory.
讲完了以后到了第10节，神就说你们就是我的见证。
And then verse 10 in the same chapter says, you are my witnesses.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得在你人生到现在哈，不管你几岁哈
，and I just think about your entire life, regardless how old you are,
曾不曾经有过任何人，不管家人、朋友、公司老板或任何人说你代表我们所有的，你是我们的见证。
Has anyone ever come to you and said you represent us, all of us?
把他们所有的荣耀、所有的这个名誉全部托付在你的身上。
And all their glory, all their names and their esteems is hung upon your shoulders.
没有
，No.
没有，我知道我姓余，负责余家见证的使命啊。
And I know my last name is Yu, and I bear the testimony and witness for the family of Yu.
啊，但是弟兄姊妹，从来没有一个曾经的有过的经历，像神这样子把他自己整个托付给我。
But never have I or experienced such an experience that the entire commission of God has been given to us.
你们就是我的见证。
You are my witnesses.
弟兄姊妹，这是大事。
This is a great thing.
如果你去读以赛亚书43章一路下来，这个见证集中在见证神的独一性，也见证神的独特性。
And if you read the entire chapter of Isaiah 43, you'll know that God is one and his nature of one.
我们在这里见证只有他，除了他以外没有别的神。
And we witness him and him alone. Aside from him, there is no other God.
除了他以外没有别的磐石。
And aside from him, there is no other rock.
他是独一的真神。
He is the only true God.
另外一方面，我们也见证他的独特性。
And at the same time, we witness to his uniqueness.
他是说special, 他这么特别，他做了这么多奇妙的事。
He is very special. He's done marvelous things.
他这样爱我们。
He's loved us.
他是全能的神。
And he's the Almighty God.
到了新约，我们更可以从耶稣基督的身上来见证他的所事和所做。
In the New Testament, we can even bear more witness of what Christ has done.
他为我们死。
He died for us.
他的无罪死。从死里复活
and he's risen from the dead because he's without sin.
他为我们得胜升天
and he ascended on high.
有一天他回来迎接我们
and one day he's coming back.
弟兄姊妹，我们见证的内容都是围绕在神和他伟大的计划上
and the content of our sharing is all revolving around God's great purpose and his plan.
这是讲到见证
and this talks about testimony.
整个见证的中心不是为了我们
and the center of it all is not us.
见证的中心不是为了我们的教会
and the center of it is not for our church
见证的中心不在于我们特殊的经历
and not of our special experiences
见证的中心永远是为主做见证。
But the center of all witnessing is for Christ and Him alone.
你发现有很多人在为着自己经历神迹做见证的时候，你听老练一点，你会听见见证的中心其实不是主啊。
And sometimes you hear people give a testimony of miraculous things that happened to them, but if we pay attention, oftentimes they speak of themselves.
有人在那里见证他在当初受逼迫、受苦难、十字架的经历的时候，其实你听老练一点，你发现中心有的不是主。
And some people, as they share about the trials and the tribulations that they've gone through, and you listen and listen careful enough, you've experienced enough, you know that there's some ounce of not entirely for the Lord.
因为我们自己都碰到过一些人，讲到在中国曾经受过的苦。
And we have come across people who would boast of the trials and the hardship they endured.
苦难没有叫人柔软卑微，反而苦难叫自己变得刚硬，然后定罪别人。
But these trials did not cause them to be softer before men, but they became harder and became condemning of others.
觉得你们都没受过苦。
So all of you have not suffered as I've suffered.
你们这些人。
All you people.
因为这边是不行的，我们的见证中心永远在主的身上。
This cannot be. The center of our testimony and witness is on the Lord itself.
只有这样子的见证能够叫人得到祝福。
And only such testimony would bring blessings to others.
那见证的内容是把我们所看见、所听见、所经历的。
And again, the content is what we have seen, what we have heard, and what we have experienced.
能够向别人分享，向别人见证。
And to share with others and witness to others.
可以借着讲，可以借着写，可以借着说，可以借着生活相处，借着各式各样的方法。
Through what you say out of your words, what you can write down, and through your interaction with people around you.
但是我们必须对我们的主有第一手真实的认识和经历。
But very importantly, we must have first-hand knowledge and experience with our God.
让我们的见证能够有力而且真实。
And then our witnesses would have power and they would be real.
好，所以虽然刚得救，你看你的见证真好，是不是？
And Charles was just recently saved, but his testimony was wonderful.
这个虽然太太提醒你要向前看，要多笑。
And yet the wife has reminded him on his notes to look forward and smile often.
但是你真放下那个的时候，你反而真正开始笑了。
And he began to realize when he put aside those notes, he really began to speak and he really began to smile.
我真的很感动哈，刚得救的弟兄就能够在主面前有这么美好的见证。
And I was really touched that someone who is newly saved would have such a wonderful testimony for the Lord.
因为怎么样，我们需要对主有第一手的经历。
Brothers and sisters, we all need to have that first-hand knowledge.
不然我们只是风闻有声。
Or you're just hearing of who he is.
不然我们所传给别人的是第三手货。
And what you handed to someone else is got passed on the third time.
因为我们所有所经历、所听见的都是二手的，都不是一手的。
Because what you have experienced is second-handed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要对神有自己亲身的经历。体会和认识。
So you need to have a first-hand knowledge of who God is and experience Him in such a way.
所以一方面我们传福音做见证，我们要好好熟读圣经啊。主说给我做见证的就是这经，对不对
？So when we share the gospel, we need to equip ourselves and study the word of God because God says that which bear witness of me is the are the scriptures.
所以我们需要有真理的装备，有福音的训练，我们要对圣经有了解。
So we need to be equipped with the truth of God and the understanding of His word.
不能乱传的哈。
You can't just conjure up something and say.
有时候听见别人在回答福音问题，我都捏一把冷汗，哪有这样讲的
？Sometimes when I hear people respond to gospel.Friends were questions. I break into cold sweat. I said, "How can you respond with such a answer?"
就像有一次，一个小弟弟问他哥哥，他说：“哥哥啊，为什么那个鱼都要在水里面呢？”
And just like a little boy asked his older brother, not that much older, but asked him, "How come all the fish has to be in the water?"
因为他们家有个水族箱，那个鱼都在里面游嘛。
And they had a fish tank at home, so the little brother asked him when he sees the fish swimming inside.
那他哥哥就回答他说。哎呀，因为在外面有猫嘛，这么笨。
And the brother told him because there are cats outside, that's why they have to be inside.
那个小弟弟说，哦，那我懂了。
So the little brother said, oh, okay, I understand now.
弟兄姊妹，今天在教会里面瞎子领瞎子的很多。
And there are many blind leading the blind inside the house of God.
我们回答，尤其关乎福音永生的问题，我们对真理要有第一手准确的认识。
And when we respond to gospel friends and have questions, particularly when it comes to spiritual truth,
所以我们
先比。
我们见证的内容根据圣经所告诉我们伟大的救恩。
And the content of our testimony has to do with the great salvation of the Lord.
主耶稣自己在约翰福音3章11节说：“我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是 我们见过的。
The Lord Jesus says that in John chapter 3 verse 11, what we have seen, what we testify is what we have seen, what we have heard.
这都是讲到我们第一手真实的认识。
And it speaks of this first-hand knowledge and experience.
真实的经历。
And the true experience.
不管从启示来的，从经历来的。
Whether it be revelations or through experience.
至少我们是第一手的认识。
It is a first-hand knowledge.
啊，你不会随便乱讲。
And you won't just casually talk about it.
所以我听过有人同事传福音说，你只要信耶稣，你就会生孩子，而且会生男孩子。
And I've heard people who say, oh, believe in the Lord, you'll have a child. Not just a child, you have a son.
啊，你只要信耶稣，啊，那个你办绿卡就会办到的。我们教会就有这样子的人。
And if you believe in Jesus, you'll get your green card. We actually heard people say that.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个你只能够当做感恩的一个见证就是了。
These things may just be testimony of thanksgiving.
你不能够成为去诱惑别人信主的原因。
Testimony is a blessing, and it cannot be something a lure that you will lure in front of someone. So they will believe in the Christ.
永远建立在耶稣基督那个伟大的爱和他所做成的救恩。
It is always established on the everlasting love and salvation of our God.
而那个瞎子那天被神开眼，被主耶稣开眼睛以后。
And that blind man, when his eyes was made open by Jesus that day.
啊，长老法利赛人想要从他身上得把柄去告耶稣。
And the elders and the Pharisees want to get a hold of something from him that they make accuse Jesus.
他讲了一句话非常好。
And that blind man who was made to see said something that was wonderful.
不管你们怎么说他，你们说他，他是个罪人是不是？这些我都不知道。
He said, I don't know what you guys are talking about, whether he's a sinner or not. I don't know any of this stuff.
他说一件事情我知道的。
One thing I know.
我从前是瞎眼的，我现在可以看见了。
I was blind, but now I see.
这弟兄姊妹，我们跟别人活生生的见证非常宝贝的。
So the living testimony is very precious when you share with others.
这是我们亲身的经历嘛。
Something you have experienced yourself.
我原来瞎也是事实。
I was blind. That's reality.
但现在我看见了。
But now I see.
我从前被罪恶捆绑，我就是出不来。
I was bound by a particular sin. I couldn't get out.
但是当我接受耶稣以后，我改变了。
But when I received Jesus, I am changed.
我从前充满了恐惧、忧愁，充满了消极。
I was filled with fear and negative thoughts.
可是当我信了耶稣以后，喜乐在我的里面。
But now when I believe in Jesus, there's actual joy in me.
弟兄姊妹，这是别人没有办法驳倒的事实。
These are the things that people cannot argue against.
当你真的这样子讲的时候，别人没有办法去跟你辩论。
When you are sharing these things, no one can argue with you.
弟兄姊妹，我们本身的经历，我们本身的改变，就是胜过所有的 arguments.
Our personal experiences, personal transformations will overcome any argument.
所以这个。宋尚杰博士他自己说他自己从前是个坏得不得了的人。
So Dr. Sun, he was a terrible man before he came to Christ.
很坏的脾气，他动不动就跟人家打架的。
He had a terrible temper, and when he was a child, he got into fights very easily.
他哥哥跟他讲话不愉快，他把汤就倒到他哥哥身上去的。
His brother was talking to him, and he said some words that he didn't like. He took hot soup and just poured it on him.
他来美国读书的时候，他有个哥哥来美国照顾他。
And he came to the States to study, and his brother actually came out of China to take care of him.
那天他哥哥稍微晚一点回家，他就把他关在门外，整夜冬天把他哥哥关在门外。
And his brother actually came home a little late, so he locked his brother out in the winter cold the entire night.
后来他哥哥甚至都吐血了。
And to the point, his brother was actually coughing blood.
那弟兄姊妹，当神改变他的时候
，But when God changed him,
你就看见一个荆棘的生命变成一个香柏木荣美的生命。
And you see this life of thorns has now become the life of cedar tree.
弟兄姊妹，我们的改变 delta。
The transformation in our life, the delta that we accumulate.
要这种 delta， 不像我儿子的那种 delta。
It has to be these true changes, not like Aaron's.
这个把脚摔断，摔歪了。
And he has sprained his ankle.
生命里面要有 delta。
And in our lives, there's got to be changes.
从前我是瞎眼的，如今我可以看见。
I was blind, but now I see.
所以圣灵来也是跟我们一起为着耶稣基督。那个复活的生命做见证。
The Holy Spirit comes and bears witness with us of the resurrected life.
别人要从我们身上不光听见耶稣，要看见耶稣。
The Lord, people don't want to just hear about Jesus, they want to see Jesus.
有一个姊妹有一次碰到在树林里面碰到强盗。
A sister once met a robber.
对不起，这个是一个弟兄，有一个弟兄他在树林碰到强盗。
A particular brother, he was walking in the woods and he met a robber.
他非常安静地告诉强盗。
And very quietly he told him.
他说你要钱，我可以把我身上的钱都给你。
So if you want money, I'll give you everything I got.
他说，但是我还有一件更重要的东西啊。
But there's something far more precious that I want to give you.
那人说什么？
And that man, that robber says what?
他说我要把耶稣基督带给的永生给你。
I'm going to give Jesus Christ the eternal life that he brings. I'm going to give that to you.
强盗从来没有碰到一个被抢的人这么抗的。
And he has, the robber has never met another person that was so calm when he's being robbed.
我们不是不是抓着钱不肯给啊。
And we usually hold on to our wallet so tight.
他就是吓得要命，给他我们就跑掉的了。
Or we're terrified. We give him what we have and we run.
我以前在美国读书，我的 roommate 在美国纽约 Port Authority 那个汽车站里面被三个黑人抢他的相机。
And my roommate when I was in college, when he was in New York, he was actually robbed by three African Americans.
他在厕所里面，他就把他相机紧紧的抱着，后来就被他们三个拉拉拉那个相机皮带把他弄昏了，倒在厕所地上。
So he held on to his camera so tight he won't give it to him, but they yanked on the camera that had a loop around his neck. He was actually choked on consciousness.
他没有人帮忙，醒来的时候所有钱都不见了。
Nobody helped him when he woke up. Everything was gone.
为什么他一个相机不肯放，抓着紧紧的？
He didn't want to let go of the camera that he just bought.
你看我们弟兄这么抗，你要钱我都给。
But this brother that I'm talking about in the woods, he was so calm. If you want my money, you can have it.
但是我有更宝贝的要给你。
But I have something far more precious.
那天这个人强盗在他眼前信了耶稣。
That day, that robber accepted Christ.
我在预备，我想到这个例子的时候，我就突然想起来十几年前，我跟念慈姊妹我们听到一卷录音带真实的见证。
And when I share the story, I think about a testimony that Sister Nancy and myself heard a number of years ago.
好像也是在发生在德州的。
And it also happened in Houston.
有一个杀人犯逃出来。
德州 Texas. I'm sorry. And there was a criminal who was a murderer. He escaped.
FBI 也在追他。
And FBIs are chasing after him.
就讲到有一个姊妹从沃尔玛或是 Target 买完东西出来。
And a sister came out of Walmart.
结果他就碰到了这个杀人犯。
And unfortunately, he met this
the 杀人犯加持他。
And the killer was threatening, kidnapped her,
然后逼着她把她带回到她的家里去
and forced her to take him to their house.
有姊妹，有没有打瞌睡的姊妹？你应该醒过来哈。如果是你的话
，Sisters, anybody falling asleep right now, you need to wake up and listen to this one.
那是吓死人的事情。
That is terrifying.
杀人犯
a murder.
然后他加持你一个人
and he kidnapped you and you alone.
然后把你带回到你的家里面去
and he took you to your house.
你所有脑筋里面可以想到可怕的景象，可能都要发生。
And anything, every possible bad things that you can imagine is probably going through your mind.
弟兄姊妹，但是我们的姊妹里面是有主的人。
But our sister has the Lord in her.
啊，立刻从惊慌中她安定下来。
And all of a sudden, out of this chaos, she found calm.
宝贝在瓦器里。
And there's treasure in this earthen vessel.
无论生无论死，叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Whether life or death, Christ may be manifested.
她回去能够这么安息安静的对这个犯人传福音。
And she was very calm, and she actually shared the gospel to this killer.
就是在短短几个小时的相处里面。
And very few hours.
这个犯人不仅仅没有强暴他，没有欺负他。
And this criminal not only did not bring any harm to her.
后来这个犯人离开他。
And this criminal left.
没有几个小时以后，听说他自己去自首了。
A few hours later, he went and turned himself in.
就是没。在我们这一生的路上，神把许多人摆在我们周围。
And this life's journey, God has placed many people around us.
我们是为他做见证。
And we are to bear witness for him.
而我们的对象是谁呢？
And who is the object of our witness?
使徒行传一章第八节，他说：“圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。”
Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me."In Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
马太福音二十四章十四节，主耶稣也说，这个福音要传遍天下，对着万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
And then Matthew chapter 24 verse 14 says that this is a message of the kingdom is to be preached to all the worlds and to witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
所以福音的对象是万人万民，换句话说是所有的人。
So the object of the gospel or the is for all nations.
福音是从耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极，是从中心直到圆周。
It starts from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria. It starts from the center and moves out.
换句话说，从我们自己开始。
Another word, it begins with us.
传福音你是需要有对象
and when you share the gospel there's got to be an audience
做耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人你没有对象你一样要做
and to be witnesses living witnesses of Jesus Christ becoming the
becoming flesh, even if you don't have an audience, you still have to be one. 因为天使和神都在看。
Because angels and God is watching.
所以君子慎独，基督徒一个人单独的时候也要过得胜的生活。
So a gentleman overcoming evil, him by himself, still got to live a victorious life.
没有人看见你在房间干什么。
When no one sees you in your room by yourself.
但是我要让基督在我身上照常显大，我独处的时候我仍旧得胜。
But Christ in my life still needs to be magnified. When I'm living by myself, no one is watching. I still need to live victoriously.
这是见证。
This is testimony.
见证永远从中心，从我们开始。
Testimony always starts in the center, begins with us.
它像涟漪一样，一圈一圈一圈的扩展，从中心到圆周。
And it's like the ripple that starts from the middle and goes further and further out.
所以从我们犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极，我们的家人、我们的公司、我们的教会、我们的 community.
In Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria, from us, our families, our neighborhoods, and it goes greater and greater.
就在我们生命中所有来跟我们接触的人。
So in our lives, everybody that comes in contact with us,
都是我们见证的对象。
And there are audiences to whom we should witness.
都是我们应该用主的生命和恩典去 touch 他们的。
And by God's grace and God's life in us, they need to be touched.
叫人从我们的身上可以蒙福。
That through our lives, they may be blessed.
所以当这个路加福音主耶稣在讲好撒玛利亚的人故事的时候
And when the Lord Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan
主对那个律法师说你要尽心尽心尽意爱神然后你要爱你的邻舍如同自己
And the Lord says love the Lord your God with all of your strength, soul and might and also love your neighbor as yourself
那个律法师为了显明自己有理他说谁是我的邻舍
And the young lawyer to justify himself and say, who is my neighbor
换句话说谁配得我这样子爱他
Another word is who is deserving of such a love
主耶稣讲了撒玛利亚的故事。
And then the Lord Jesus gave him the story of the Samaritan.
所以主耶稣告诉我们，你所有遇见的就是你的邻舍。
And the Lord Jesus says, all whom you've encountered, they are your neighbors.
那另外呢，就是律法师是问主说，谁是我的邻舍
？And again, the young lawyer says, who then is my neighbor?
主耶稣讲完故事以后就说，谁是这个？受伤的人的邻舍。
And after the Lord spoke the story, the Lord asked the young man, who is neighbor to this wounded person?
换句话说，主把我们的注意力从自己的身上转到别人的身上。
And now all of a sudden, the Lord took the self-centered focus into someone else.
到底对这个有需要的人来说。
And concerning this person who has a need.
是祭司是他的邻舍，是利未人是他的邻舍，还是这个撒玛利亚人是他的邻舍。
The priest,The Levi, are they his neighbor or is this Samaritan who's walking by?
弟兄姊妹先不要去问谁是你的邻舍配得你爱他。
Forget about asking, well, who's my neighbor that's worthy of my love?
应该反过来问说我到底是谁的邻舍我能够把恩典把主的福分带给他。
And the question is, whose neighbor am I that I may bring forth blessing to that person?
所以主不管把你打到哪里去。
It doesn't matter where the Lord sends you.
不管你今天遇见哪些人。
It doesn't matter who you encounter.
对你好的对你不好的。
They are good to you, they are bad to you.
就是我们是耶稣基督的见证人。
And we are witnesses to Jesus Christ.
基督的美丽荣耀要从我们身上彰显。
The beauty and the glory of Jesus needs to be seen through us.
在逼迫中被彰显。
In persecution, you should be seen.
在欢迎中，我们也一样不骄傲，彰显主的荣美。
In times of rejoicing, we do not boast, and we still pray, glorify the Lord.
几年前我跟于师母我们到佛罗里达去服侍的时候。
A few years ago, Sister Nancy and myself went to Florida to minister.
那个牧师那天吃饭给我们做个见证。
And the pastor there, when we were eating lunch, he gave us a testimony.
他说带领他的老牧师有一次不能够到南美洲牙美加去服侍。
And the pastor, the old pastor who led him, he was unable to go to South America.
所以就请他这个牧师帮他去一趟。
So he asked this pastor that was dining with us to go for him.
这个牧师就带着两个大箱子飞到牙买加去。
So this pastor took two suitcases and went to
Jamaica.
Oh, Jamaica.
那个来接他的弟兄姊妹啊。
And the brother and sister who received them.
第一个一看不是老牧师，来个年轻的牧师就看见他。
And the first they realized that it wasn't that elderly pastor, then they didn't really esteem him very much.
那第二个看他提了两个大箱子。
And then when they saw the two large suitcases.
去嘲笑他。
They began to laugh at him.
是请你来传道的，你怎么一来就想移民啊？带这么多钱。
And we asked you to come and preach, and now you're immigrating to Jamaica.
结果你知道他为什么带了两个大箱子吗
？Do you know what's in those two large suitcases?
实在是他的爱心，他买了许多属灵的书、福音的信息，他为了。 带到那个地方去给他们的。
It is his love. He bought many books and many spiritual books that he may bring and bless the brother and sister there.
那弟兄姊妹用非常无理、瞧不起、轻视、藐视的态度来对待他。
And brother and sister all of a sudden judged them, despised them.
弟兄姊妹，如果是我们，就买个回程票回去了哈。
we buy return ticket on the spot and say bye.
可是我们弟兄非常有爱心。
But our brother is full of love.
他在那里短短的几天的停留，完全扭转了弟兄姊妹对他的看法。
And those few days that he was there, all the brothers and sisters there just turned 180 degrees.
当他要走的时候，弟兄姊妹抱着他哭，舍不得他走。
And on his day when he was departing, brothers and sisters were clinging onto him. They were weeping and saying, "Please."
弟兄姊妹，今天主把你摆在公司、摆在家里面、摆在环境里面，不是叫我们在那里发飙，在那里叫人家听我们。
And brothers and sisters, the Lord has placed you in your workplaces, wherever in school. It's not just for you to be authoritative and rule over people.
见证从自己开始。
Testimonies begins with us.
从自己最亲的家人、最近的朋友开始。
To those who are closest to us, our family members, our friends.
从中心直到远征。
And from the center out.
而我们见证的时机是任何时候。
And the timeliness of our witness is any time.
保罗劝提摩太务要传道，无论得时不得时。
So Paul says to Timothy, rather in season or out of season, you ought to share the gospel.
我个人的领会啊。
My personal understanding.
不是不管对方方不方便。
It is not that rather it's convenient for the person who you're talking to.
人家正在那边很痛苦的正在处理什么事情，你硬要把人家拉出来跟他传福音。除非是你真的是这样做，你不要随便这样做。
If somebody's going through something and is really busy or doing something, unless the Holy Spirit moves you, don't break intrude into what they were doing.
晚上不小心喝错了一杯咖啡，睡不着觉，想着半夜我打几个电话跟福音朋友传福音。
And you accidentally drank too much coffee and you couldn't sleep. Hey, now's the time for me to call such a gospel friend and share the gospel late at night.
无论得时不得时嘛。
So because the scripture said whether in season or out of season.
那我的感觉不是你不要管人家得不得时。
My understanding is, I don't need to care about whether other people are.
而是不要管你自己。方不方便，如果圣灵感动你让你去，你就是得去。
My understanding is that it is you, whether it is convenient for yourself or not, you got to share the gospel.
圣灵要你做你就要做。
If the Holy Spirit asks us to do it, then we ought to do it.
所以我今年五月到纽约到纽泽西去答应一个两年前的约会的时候去跟他们有一个特会。
So this past May, I went to New Jersey, again to serve the brothers and sisters there on an appointment that was made 2 years ago.
那你知道我们那时候刚刚献堂完，所以前一阵子都在忙献堂，忙那个会所的事情。
And you know, we just finished the construction of this place, and for a long period of time, we were all very busy about it.
所以我那天礼拜五早晨飞下的飞机，因为时差3小时，就直接要进会场讲道的。
So that day we left on Friday, and by the time I got there, it was late in the evening, and we rushed right into the meeting place, and I had to give a message.
所以我上飞机我就很希望今天我旁边不要有人，让我安静的有5个小时可以好好祷告，预备晚上。
So I've been praying real hard, God. When I'm on the plane, I pray that you don't put anybody next to me, then I can have some quiet time and pray and prepare.
结果没有想到一上飞机是正好中国一个旅游船来，其中有两个就坐我旁边。
And then, not realizing as soon as I got on the plane, there was a tour group from China, and then two of the members sat right next to me.
我跟你讲，我几次挣扎之后，我决定降服。
And I struggled, a couple of times, and then I surrendered to God.
因为我很想为了晚上聚会好好祷告，好好预备。
I really wanted to pray for the service in the evening.
后来我就跟他们从这个四川的地震谈起。
And I started talking to them, chatting with them concerning the earthquake in Sichuan.
长话短说，在他们下飞机之前，两个人都跟我做决志祷告了。
And to keep the story short, these two people that sat next to me, they accepted the Lord and they prayed with me.
他们都是60岁出头的人，他们说他们这辈子从来没听过耶稣。他说这么好，怎么没有人告诉我
？They're a little over 60 and they said we've never heard about Jesus the gospel. Such a wonderful news. How come nobody told us?
因为姊妹在我们生活里面，神常常把有需要的人就摆在我们眼前，你不要找邻舍，到处都是。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of time God put people who are in need in our lives, and you don't need to go look for a neighbor.
最后时间的关系，我们讲到见证的能力是从圣灵而来。
And lastly, because of the limitation of time, the power to witness comes from the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来不仅仅要把我们带进一切真理、应许、祝福的实际。
And the Holy Spirit comes not only to bring us into all truth and the blessings and the reality of it all.
那圣灵来很重要的一个目的也是为了耶稣基督做见证。
But more importantly, to bear witness of Jesus Christ.
所以使徒行传彼得他们在那里说，他们不仅仅我们为基督做复活的见证。
And Peter says, not only are we bearing witness of Jesus who's resurrected.
他说神赐给顺从之人的圣灵也为这件事情做见证。
The Holy Spirit that God has given unto men is bearing the same witness.
而且主耶稣应许我们要等候那从上头来的能力。
And the Lord Jesus says, wait for the power from on high.
而圣灵降在你们身上，你们必得着能力。
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be empowered.
这是神应许要给我们的。
And this is what the Lord promised to us.
以至于我们能够从耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做主的见证。
So we can go from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria to the ends of the earth and be witnesses for the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们都在主的面前祷告。
So dear brothers, I ask everybody to please pray before the Lord.
要对自己所得的救恩有把握。
Concerning the salvation you have received, you need to be confident.
昨天我们长子们交通的时候，我也讲过哈 ，Bill Hybels 在他那本 Contagious Christian 的这本书里面，他特别提到。
And in the MED meeting yesterday morning, we talked about being a contagious Christian in a, from a particular.
很多时候我们传福音的勇气跟力量。
A lot of times.The courage and the strength that comes from sharing the gospel.
他说有两件很重要的事情。
That there are two key elements.
第一个，你必须对于你自己信了耶稣以后，你在主面前所蒙的福、所得着的，你要有很清楚的把握。
And you must have absolute certainty concerning the blessing that you have received now that you receive Christ.
你要知道你自己得的福分是何等大的福分。
You need to know how great is this blessing that you have received.
你没有那个确据跟把握，你不会想跟别人传。
If you are not certain of it, you're not going to go and tell anyone.
第二个，你必须要知道。当对方你所传的对方如果他真信了耶稣的时候
and the other element is that if the person whom you share the gospel with when they believe in Jesus
这个福音跟救恩将带给他多大的改变和祝福
and these blessings will the gospel will bring him immense blessings
如果我们没有这样子的把握和信心的话你就不想传也传不出来
and again if you don't have this certainty then you wouldn't share either
所以弟兄姊妹我们要对我们的救恩有十足的把握
so we must have absolute certainty and confidence concerning our salvation
这样子的话我们就会成为一个 courageous Christian 我们有勇气有胆量去传
then we'll be a courageous Christian to share the gospel
然后我们也才会成为 contagious 一个有传染性的基督徒
then we'll be contagious
哦，人家能够从我们身上不仅仅听见真是看见耶稣改变了我们
and people not only hear about Jesus but they can see in you that Jesus could transform
因为在我们身上是真实的
because in our lives he is real
所以有一个传道人他传很多年福音没有人得救他很灰心的时候
so a pastor he's been sharing the gospel a long time and nobody came to Christ and he was discouraged
有一天他很无助的 很失落的在街上走路
and one day he was walking on the street and was feeling very very helpless
他突然经过一个橱窗
And all of a sudden, he walked by this window.
他看见一幅图画
And he saw a picture.
整个背景都是黑的
And the background of this picture is completely black and pitch dark.
然后中间有一个很小很小的烛光
And at the very center of it, there was a beaming light.
然后底下有一句话
And then underneath it, there's this phrase.
他说，就算全世界的黑暗都加起来
If all the darkness of the world is added up,
也不能阻止我不发光
It cannot keep me from shining.
哇，一句话让这个失望灰心的传道人重新得力。
And these words strengthened this pastor that was.
是的，整个世界越来越黑暗。
Yes, this world is getting darker and darker.
犯罪堕落，可怕的事情到处都是。
Sin and the fallen nature of man and the evil that is everywhere.
我们传福音受到挫折，没有果效。
And we share the gospel. Sometimes it is resisted and it bears no fruit.
就像黑暗再真实。
But just no matter how real this darkness.
就像全世界的黑暗都加起来。
Even if all the darkness of this world summed up
不能阻止我们不发光
it cannot hinder us from bearing light
因为这个光是真的
because this light is true
耶稣基督在我们里面成了我们生命之光
Jesus Christ has become the light in our lives
保罗劝我们你们显在这弯曲悖谬的世代中
and Paul says be revealed in this crooked and perverse generation
要好像明光照耀将生命之道表明出来
you ought to be as light that reveals the word of life
我在说不是只是嘴巴传福音
and I say again it is not just words
是从生命里面出来的
it is from our lives
当别人在说我们是基督徒的时候
and when somebody calls you a Christian
我们不是被别人生气成为那个一小时干洗店
and we are not deceiving those people like that store whoPuts a sign that says one hour cleaning.
徒具其名
And we are not really who we really are.
我真正能够无论生无论死叫基督在我身上照常显大
But we pray, brother, by life or by death, that Christ may be manifested in us.
就是基督。
For me to live is Christ.
我们一起唱599，我们只唱第一句。
599, we're going to just sing verse 1.
去发光，好不好？不管你今天在哪里，要为主发光。
It doesn't matter where you are in life right now. Bear light for the Lord.
599首哈。
There's a call comes ringing over the restless wind. Night above, night above. 弦外灵魂等待你我去拯救，去发光，去发光，去发光，去发福音真火是什么？
大学生不久要回到学校去。
There are many college students you're going to be leaving for your campuses shortly.
我们中间有很多弟兄姊妹明天要进到公司去。
Many brothers and sisters will be returning back to work tomorrow.
我们在座几乎所有的人今天下午都要回到自己的家里去。
And everybody's going to go home this afternoon.
见证不需要有人都可以开始的。
Testimony can begin whether there are people watching or not.
当神把我们带到任何人的面前的时候
so whenever God leads us to in front of anyone,
希望这福音的好处这生命的见证能够透过我们临到我们所接触的人
and the blessedness of this gospel and the blessedness of this life may be given to those
当我们一起唱第三节的时候我们请所有人站起来我们唱在主的面前
I ask everybody to please rise and we'll sing it before the Lord
唯愿救恩跟随万民走上天去发光去发光一路生命能在人心中感觉去发光去发光去发光去发福音真光去发光
祷告如果你有感动很简短的带我们祷告年轻的孩子我也鼓励你们开口祷告
Let's pray together as the Lord Holy Spirit moves you just lead the congregation in a word of prayer Young people I encourage you lift up your voices to the Lord pray
Amen
Jesus we thank you Thank you Lord Jesus we are amazed that you would choose us
Amen.
And you will call us.
Amen.
And send us forth and say, be my witnesses.
Amen.
And Lord, oftentimes we don't live that way. And oftentimes we mess up. But oh Lord, our hearts are moved every time we hear your call.
Amen.
And you continue to go tell us to go out. So
Amen.
Lord, and we ask for the grace. We ask for the transformation of your spirit in our lives.
Amen.
And we pray for the obedience that we will yield to you in all things.
Amen.
And yes, oh Lord, in our secret lives, when
Amen.
No one else is watching. Oh Lord, that we may live for this testimony.
Amen.
So Lord Jesus, we pray for ourselves. And Lord, I pray for all of my brothers and sisters who would be going into the world.
Amen.
They would go to their schools. Oh Lord, that you have set them aside, that you called them into this grace.
Amen.
That they would be witnesses in this time and this generation.
Amen.
Oh Lord, I pray that you would shine through them. Oh Lord, your grace enfold them, oh Lord, cover them.
Amen.
Strengthen them. Oh Lord, for this entire school year. Oh Lord, that your life may be seen through them. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
感谢你给我们新的生命，
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus, we thank you, you still give us the breath of life. That we still have opportunities to bear witness for you. And we still have the opportunity to go back to the very beginning of your purpose and to glorify you. And this morning, once again, encourage us.
It
doesn't matter how we've lived in time past, but we pray that in Christ indeed we are a new creation, that in this new life that we would live out this great commission,
and
that in all places and everywhere we may magnify the fragrance of Christ.
And
again, we pray for the young people, and especially those who will be going away for college, be with them, keep their hearts above all else. And when they enter into the world, they are not swallowed up by the world, but by the Holy Spirit they may overcome the world and become a testimony for all those around them. And we pray for everyone here, whether they're at work, whether they're at home,
that
the testimony may flow from our lives. Lord, we thank you.
聚会，我们感谢你。
And for this morning service, we give you thanks.
为了在座所有有需要的弟兄姊妹，我们求你赐下够用的恩典。
And for the needs, personal needs of all the brothers and sisters, we ask for sufficient grace.
无论是身体的疾病，无论是工作上、家庭里的困难，我们都交在你的手中。
Whether it be physically at work or at home, or whatever it is, Lord, we entrust it into your hands.
用你永远的同在和不改变的爱来坚固我们的信心。
Strengthen us with your everlasting presence and your love.
让我们天天活在你的同在中。
And that we will live in your presence daily.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
桌上的饮食也为我们加上祝福。
And we ask you to bless the food we're about to partake.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.